It's not Halloween yet, but some families are already planning their Thanksgiving celebration, which will happen after the midterm election. Here's Dayton Youth Radio Project Coordinator Basim Blunt.
I've heard it most of my life. Don't talk about politics at the dinner table. But it happens. Of course it happens. And Madrid Joy from Stuyvesant School of the Arts has a story about it.
My name is Madrid Joy, and I'm a sophomore at Stuyvesant School for the Arts. I like reading, writing, debating, and eating. Something else that my close friends know about me is that I hate Thanksgiving. Everyone always has something to say. Immigrants are lazy, or that they don't pay taxes, or why don't they improve their own country first, you know, stuff like that. I think everyone has a memorable holiday story, and mine is about politics. There's a political divide in my family. Kind of a mixed bag. We have Democrats, Republicans, and I guess independents too, you could say. This particular Thanksgiving took place after the 2016 elections, and tensions were high. November 24, 2016, bowls of grapes, carrots, and green beans were laid out. Crockpots with Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, and of course, the glorious, gleaming turkey. It was me, my sister, my mom, my cousins, my grandma, my two aunts, and my aunt's fiancé. I don't know how the conversation drifted into politics. It always does, but this year was different. My Aunt Beth is a solid Trump supporter. Me and my mom, during the election, were Hillary supporters. I don't have a problem with having a well-informed debate, but my family can be kind of uninformed people talking over each other with, you know what I think, at the top of their lungs. Eventually, I got so tired of this. This entire time, I haven't said a word, and then my cousin Hyde, who is a huge troll, said something that really made me mad. Something like, Hillary should be locked up for not disclosing her private emails. The perfect bait. All I said next was, can you not say that because you sound ignorant? The next thing I know, my aunt is in an offended huff. She's saying how she doesn't have to be treated this way, and she's yelling for her fiancé. My aunt is so mad, and I thought, yeah, she might just leave, but she takes it one step further. She starts packing up the turkey. She pours the rest of the gravy on the turkey and hurriedly wraps up the tinfoil back over as my grandma tries to talk her down. My aunt took the turkey on Thanksgiving. Her grand exit was her one-arming the turkey, swinging the front door open, and storming out. And I'm a vegetarian, so it didn't even matter. But it's the principle of the thing. A lot of times when you're younger, you will take whatever your parents talk about and whatever whoever your parents support politically and their ideas and kind of imprint on you. And whether you really understand those policies or those kind of ideas or not, you usually follow after your parents. As I've gotten older, I've come to see my family as regular people. Not these all-knowing, all-seeing, perfect beings, but as regular people who have their faults and make mistakes. Yeah, you know what? I sometimes don't like my family, but that's okay, because at the end of the day, you know, I love them. For Dayton Youth Radio at Stuyvesant, this is Madrid Joy.
That was Holiday, written and produced by Madrid Joy, a junior at Stuyvesant School of the Arts. Special thanks to Leslie Rogers and Eva Max Studis at Stuyvesant. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.